one of the mysterious episodes in this week's parsha, mysterious episodes in the Torah, is the Indian that Yaakov Avinu took the brachas from his father b'mirma, b'achicha b'mirma. Yitzchak Avinu planned and intended to give the brachas to Esav. Comes along Rivka, Baruch Kotcha, and you do something which is a ramot. And in the end, the brachas go to Yaakov. So what's the pshat? What's the oimek ha'inyan? There's a lot of mahalachim, and there's one mahalach which is very nagea to our own avodas Hashem and to our own struggles in avodas Hashem. And that is, b'derech klal, the yisod, b'derech sh'adam rotze leilach meleichin oisei. Every yid is a bal b'chira. That's what makes us special and unique. That we have b'chira l'toiv and b'chira l'ba. And we can change, you know, we can go whichever way, and the Rabbi Shalom lets us go the way we want to go. That's only in a world of b'chira. That's only in a world of where be'emes, a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'teva b'seichel. Although, there is one exception to it. There is an exception where a person can go out of the olam b'chira, and then the Rabbi Shalom doesn't, is not noig with him in an hoga over there, shodam or tzeleilach malichin. What's that? That's the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. The mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh is l'mal l'min ha-seichel. A person who has Mesiris Nefesh for something, so he's going l'mal l'min ha-seichel. And seichel doesn't let a person be Mesiris Nefesh, give everything away. And therefore, a person who has Mesiris Nefesh is zoicha to a hanhoga, where there's no Indian of derech sh'adam ha'itza leilech malichinas. Even if a person wants to go a wrong way, Pashut Rabban Shalom won't let him. And one of the founders of this mahalach is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is known, he was the pillar, he was the amud of Mesiris Nefesh. If Yitzchak Avinu is the Amud of Mesiris Nefesh, therefore it's impossible that something, that Takala should come his way. Lo yichol liyot, that he could do something wrong. No, lo yichol liyot, that Rabbi Shalom should let him do something wrong. Giving the brachos to Esav would have been catastrophic in later generations. And therefore it's impossible for Yitzchak, who is the Amud of Mesiris Nefesh, that Rabbi Shalom should let him go astray. By him there's no din of Bederach Sh'odom Reitzalei Lechmelechen Oysa. There's no such thing. And Meila, therefore, the Sfasemis has an akudah. Sfasemis this week's parsha has an akudah, and he says that therefore the Torah he wants to show that a tzaddik like Yitzchok, even if he plans one thing and even if he's going one way, you're going to see it won't happen. How won't it happen? There'll be either bunch already organized it, but it won't happen. Impossible that Yitzchok should give the brachas to Rivka, to Esav, and that is the moedik anhoga that Yitzchok was zeicha to through his mysterious nefesh. That he's zeicha to anhoga which is lamala than anhoga of derech shodam oitzaleich lamelichin oisei. Has a moedik and a chuda for us. It seems that we're dealing with Yitzchak and Madrig is not shaykh to us, but it's very, very nageh to us. Because very often there's a person that has a struggle in a certain bechira, where always in bechira usually works where you boicha one day betoiv and one day bera. But there is sometimes in a certain anhoga and a certain maisa and a certain whatever it is, in a certain inyan, where a person mamish finds it difficult and he finds himself falling more than being matzliach. Is the way to get out of that is to go into that inyan by Mesiris Nefesh. Pashut to say, to make a promise and to make a neder, that in that Indian you're going to go be Mesiris Nefesh. Once you go in that Indian be Mesiris Nefesh, impossible that a person should drop. So every person's got one nekuda in his Avodas Hashem where his mom is weak. And he sees that B'derech Shodom Reitzaleilach Melichinos is taking him nowhere, it's taking him to Yerida after Yerida in this Indian. If he wants a proper Hashkocha L'malam in Atzeva, the Pashut the Rabban Shalom won't let him. We won't let him go that, but we won't let him fall anymore. Is then he should undertake in that Indian Mesiris Nefesh, in whatever it is. You know, if any person can do a Mesiris Nefesh, get up early or make a neder or anything that he's going, he's jumping in like Nachshon Ben Aminadom. He's not thinking, how am I going to do it? And it's overwhelming. He just takes the matzav in this Indian of being absolute Mesiris Nefesh. And then from this week's parsha, we see Ahira, that even though he might jump into a cab to do the wrong thing, Bar Shalom is going to see to it that it won't happen. Because then he's going into in that inyan a hanhoga that is lemal min ateva, and it's not chal on him the klal of b'derech sh'adam oitzel leilach melichin oitzel. So Yitzchak, who's the amud of Mesiris Nefesh, the pillar of Mesiris Nefesh, we see his whole life is like that. That even when he decided with all his cheshbonos, the Chazal says, the Sfar Makdashim say that he had big cheshbonos to give the bracha to Esav. Esav was related to Yitzchak in a way more than Yaakov. Esav is midas adin the klippa, and Yitzchak is midas adin the kedusha. They had more language together, and he had all the hecher cheshbonos. Some say that he wants to be machzer Esav lemutav. Aber, if it's not the right thing, it won't happen. And that's how a Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with somebody who's a Baal Mesiris Nefesh. So let's undertake, we can't be Baal Mesiris Nefesh on like Yitzchok, but let's undertake in one or two Nechudas an Indian of Mesiris Nefesh, and then we're going to see that Mamish, the Rabbi Shalom, is going to see to it that we won't have a Mechsham, we'll be Matzliach Mesiris.